This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Boxing Box, learn the fight on instinct. And Opro, the world's favorite mouth guard. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 58. My name is Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith, and this is a show where, I don't know.
You don't know.
Where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I won't go deep on this one.
No deepness?
Not yet.
The sun must have gotten to you today. It's been 90
something. A little toasty out.
Chicago.
Yes.
I'm a little burnt, both from the sun and from partying the last few days over the holiday. So we hope you've had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
You know, back to work, people. Back to...
Fuck, that sucks. What do you mean back to work?
Back to work.
Time off.
I've enjoyed some time off, and now I got to go back to work.
Yes.
It makes me very sad. So before we talk about UFC 130,
yeah,
which happened over the weekend, do you have any news or anything you want to talk about?
Well, I heard Brock Lesnar just had surgery. He had 12 inches of intestine removed.
Nice.
And looking for a return sometime after the first of the year.
Okay.
And do you think that's true? Do you think he will come back? Or
it is my opinion that I don't think he will fight again.
Oh.
I don't want to say that, and I hope I'm wrong because I want to see him fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I've read a lot about this disease, and it seems like the number one thing is that it keeps coming back. And the biggest problem is that diet. And I think for a fighter, the way he has to eat to maintain his physique,
mm-hmm,
I don't think he can work with this so easily.
Yeah, it sounds bad. If you have 12 inches of something taken out of your ass, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Depends what.
Right.
But your intestines are long. I think if you stretch them.
You have
them
a couple miles?
I think there's like a couple miles of intestine.
Sweet.
In there. So, but I hope he comes back. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. And it literally, can he keep the weight on?
He's 260, 265, I think, for the last one, where he didn't actually cut from the 290, 280.
It's going to be interesting. So
yeah,
we wish him well. You know, of course, Comprito coaches him, so I'm sure Comprito's hoping that Brock recovers, and I'm sure he will. But
yeah, make a speedy recovery.
Yes.
Come back to reclaim his belt.
Yes, he will. So.
So we have that. The other thing, we had actually talked about this before, the Tough 14 coaches have been announced. We got Mayhem and Bisbing.
Mm-hmm.
No Sonnen.
No.
But Mayhem will be a good step in for that.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's interesting. It makes sense. Bring him over from Strikeforce.
Yeah.
Introduce him to the UFC fans right away. I know he was in the UFC before, but people forgot about him already.
Yeah.
So, and plus, he's on that show. Isn't he doing a bunch of shows? He's got his own radio show, and he does what is that show that where he beats people up?
Bully Beat Down.
Yeah. So that, in turn, will help bring those fans over to UFC, you know, so.
And then the other good thing is it scratches this Aaron Simpson fight, which I didn't want him
sucked
to be in anyway. So
no,
this is a much better fight for him.
Yeah, that was a bullshit fight.
Yes.
So I think this will be good. This will be real good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that they get some ratings back because this season's tough is not doing well. So.
No. But I think it was all the way they started the show without having the fights to get into the house,
mm-hmm,
kind of set the tone for the series. And it's like, oh,
yeah,
they'll never do it again.
They even change it even more. I think there's 32 fighters, and they're going to fight to get in the house, and then there's going to be another set of guys that are wild card fights for the last two spots or something in the house. So there's going to be like double craziness. So we get to see more fights. 20. Scissoring. Nice.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
They need to change something. They need scissor fighters, something going on
in
the house besides alcohol.
Three coaches.
Three coaches. He wants a triple threat.
Yeah, I do. I think it'd be awesome. And then the winning coaches, you know, the two winners fight each other. The third guy just gets nothing.
He just watches. He just feels shame. You sit there and feel shame.
There's got to be a big cash prize for, like, the teams to win. Like, two winning coaches share, like, $100,000 or something. Ridiculous. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
And then they get dollar bill guns and they just make it rain.
Yeah. That'd so that's
awesome.
The fall, right?
Yes.
They're going to tape.
I think they're starting
soon?
Taping. Yeah. June something.
Nice. Good for Mayhem. I like it. Excited. Let's do this.
Yes.
So, what else you got?
That's it for news.
That's it?
Yes.
So
short and sweet.
We're going to talk about UFC 130 then.
It was card of the year, if you didn't hear.
So you said. But
fuck. Yeah. That's not for sure. Like, it was prime pickings for finishes, but we had a lot of people that didn't want to be finished.
No, they did not. Before we talk about the main card, though, can I talk to you about this Torres?
Yeah, I didn't see it, so please inform me on it.
You were barbecuing, because Matt takes care of his guests when we come over for the UFC. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
He was upstairs grilling while the prelims were going on. And I have to say that Torres got robbed. I think in the UFC, it has become clear to me that if you're a judge, the way you score the fight is whoever's on top's winning. No matter what else is happening.
It favors the wrestler now.
So it's total bullshit. I think Torres took that fight with sweeps, with a lot of good jiu-jitsu, and just in general staying more active, where Johnson was not. I mean, I'm lost. And I think you came down and you're like, what's going on in this fight? I'm like, I don't know. I think Torres is going to get robbed sometime in the third round. And sure enough, these judges are crazy. And didn't they have monitors at this one?
I thought this was one of the first ones they were supposed to have them at.
So apparently that's not the problem. So
it's really the judges. They have no excuses.
Yeah.
So then should everyone just start wrestling and say, fuck you, jiu-jitsu?
Slay on top. It seems to work.
This is terrible.
It seems to work.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it's too bad. Because Torres, I don't know. I mean, the guy's, he's been working with Faraz Sahabi and, doing his thing up there. And I thought he looked pretty good on the ground. And he can't put it together. He can't seem to get a win. It's like one of those things where he just keeps getting screwed. I don't know. I feel bad.
You got to finish him. You got to finish people.
Gotta finish.
That's the only problem.
But he
now
used to finish guys. And I don't know what happened. He just kind
of. We went to like the GSP mode of play it safe. And I didn't see this one, but in a couple of the other fights, that's what he said. Like, I'm going to play it safe.
Try to win.
Yes.
At all costs. Yeah, well.
You got to be really ahead on the scorecards then.
Yeah, you do. So,
you know.
And he wasn't. It was close, but I really don't see how Johnson won that. And then, of course, to start the card, what do we have?
Well, let's talk the awards.
Oh, go ahead.
So for $70,000 bonuses this time, we had T-Bow with Sub of the Night. Nice rear naked choke. Mm-hmm. Brown with KO of the Night.
Ridiculous.
And we'll talk about that later. And you had Stan and Santiago with Fight of the Night. So
nice.
Kudos to all those guys.
Okay, and I guess I'll do scores real quick.
Since we're on the topic.
So for the card, you went 5-6. And this is the first time I think I've been ahead of you at all
Watch
this
out.
Year. I went 6-5.
Here's the magic 8-ball. I don't have him in the room.
And the 8-ball went 4-7, which brings us to an overall 72-42 for you, still kicking major ass. 8-ball is 51-63, and I am 58-56, just barely over 500.
You're making your comeback. See? It's starting.
Starting.
With card of the year.
Yeah. Well,
you could also say there might be a chink in my armor. I'm not sure.
Yes, you could.
One could say that.
That is no longer funny.
That's why I keep saying it.
You could say it all night. It's not going to make me laugh. So, let's talk about Thiago Alves.
Oh, my ribs hurt. Anyways.
No one actually brought anything up about that. That means either they didn't watch the whole show and no one had a question about what happened to that skit segment. Or
don't worry about it. It's all good.
It's
all good.
Let's talk.
We can just let it die.
Oh, Stan Santiago. That was first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it started with. Fireworks.
It did?
Yes.
Okay.
That was probably one of the best fights of the card, I thought, right?
Stan looked pretty tough. I think Santiago looked a little bit...
gun-shy, and he almost looked like he was two weight classes under Brian Stan. Looked a little light in there.
Mm-hmm.
And first fight back in the UFC. I don't know if it was nerves, but he... It was almost like he was fighting a little timid, is what it looked like.
Yeah.
And then Stan was just delivering combination after combination, where he'd throw like two strikes and finish with a leg kick.
Mm-hmm.
Was landing at will, and I think he dropped him twice with like leg kicks. And then what else did he rock him with?
He was jacking him with the leg kicks. What was it, hooks?
It was like a left hook or something where he dropped him. Like,
ridiculous
man.
Hook, man, and just put him down in the second round. It was a good fight, I thought.
Yeah.
Second round, right? Was it second round?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was a good fight. I think Stan is making a case.
Well, that's the thing I asked myself. I said, am I sold on Stan yet? Because he's doing all the right things in the fights, and he's saying all the right things in their interviews, so it almost looks like they're trying to posture this guy to be your next champion.
Could be.
Anderson Silva is not going to have that much time left, being 36 or
How old is he
somewhere up there. Okay. He's up there in age, so
is he?
he Well, after Okami, and I'll say this again, after Okami beats him, he's retiring.
Anderson Silva?
Yes.
He's 30, 1980.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Stan.
No, I'm talking how old is Anderson Silva?
Oh, I think he's 36.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So that's why you're building a future champion here, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
I could see that.
Says all the right things.
He does. And did you say anything about who he wanted to fight after this
Yes.
victory?
Yes. He said he only wants to fight top guys, top 10 guys. And then someone asked him, would you be open to fighting Tim Kennedy in Strikeforce, a little Strikeforce versus UFC action? He's like, fuck that. You know, he's one of my buddies, one of my training partners. I will not fight him unless you force me to fight him. But I just want to fight top 10 guys. And even acknowledged it, too, that all the top 10 guys are tied up right now.
Yep.
And I would like to see him fight someone like a Vitor Belfort, who is supposed to fight at 133 against Akiyama. So say he wins that fight. I would like to see Stan fight another guy who's going to exchange with him and, not be afraid to strike.
I like it. I have no problem with that. Sounds like fun.
Sweet.
Stan is a tough dude. Okay, it's really hard.
Well, he keeps proving me wrong now. Like, that guy is going to win. He's going to get taken down. But I like it. I can't complain.
Guy.
He's going to show up like that and put on performances like that.
Mm-hmm. On Memorial Day weekend, no less.
Yeah. He's selling me.
He was very emotional, too, so after the win. So hats off.
Yes.
Which will bring us to the next fight, which I know is a sad point for you at this juncture, but... You said you didn't want this fight.
And yes, we kinda, for good reason.
We figured out why. You know, obviously story, you know, wasn't quite the horror that he was in his previous
horror.
You know, he wasn't the what does he call himself, Sherman Tank that he normally was.
No, not so much. He was more like what'd you call it, like Randy Couture?
Yeah, kinda? It was like a style, like a grind him out against the. I mean, he didn't really get that active in the striking department, I didn't think.
Yeah, not until the third round.
Yeah.
And then we actually got to see the fight that I was hoping we were going to see for three rounds. If we could have had that round for three, that would have been
awesome.
Fight of the year could have been.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, he took the first two, I think, handily. In the third round, I'd say I'd give it to Alves. And they had a really good exchange right at the end, too, where they... Which is pretty crazy because Story's gambling like that when he knows he's winning the fight, he just goes for broke at the end there.
And how many shots did that dude take?
A lot.
Like, fuck, man, that guy's got a granite chin. Yes. I didn't know he could take bombs like that because Alves was unloading on him and then he hit him with a huge knee too. I was like, fuck.
There was one moment where I think he took two right hooks, like right to the chin in a row, like within 10 seconds.
He didn't even phase.
Nothing.
It didn't even buckle him.
No.
Like, what the hell, man? Yeah.
Do you think Alves looks smaller?
He looked a lot smaller this time around.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this was just change in diet or what. His endurance actually looked the same. So it didn't look like he was gassing out, but the last fight he looked good against Howard. So he just looked a lot smaller this time, where it almost looked like Story had a strength advantage over him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see what's going to happen with him. I don't think that they're going to ask him to fight at a higher weight class, but hopefully Alves gets someone that can strike with him. So...
Yes.
That's what you like. That's what you want to see.
I've been asking for this for like three fights now. No more wrestlers for the man. He's been fed a steady diet. It's like you had GSP, Fitch, and now Story.
Yep.
We're done.
Okay.
We're taking no more wrestler fights.
Striker.
Only strikers.
I'm
from
good.
Here on out.
So Story called out someone after the fight.
Yeah, he called out John Fitch, and I'm more than welcome to make that fight.
Yeah.
You like Have that? At it.
But do you think Fitch is going to... I don't think he's going to be able to stop Fitch's takedown so easy. That's a problem.
It'll be an interesting matchup on that one. He should have a little strength advantage.
Yeah, he should. Maybe he'll be able to wear Fitch down to the point where Fitch actually gets tired. And Fitch is, in a three-round fight, Fitch is hard to really get tired.
And plus, he'll be coming back from surgery, so... Story maybe picking the right people at the right time.
Could be.
Working his way up to get smashed.
Can he knock Fitch out?
I don't think so.
No?
Fitch is tough as fuck.
Liver shot?
GSP pounded the shit out of him for five rounds.
And didn't go down.
Yeah.
That's true. So I like that. Any quotes from this? Anything?
Anything good from that one?
Yeah. Got anything? You haven't given us any quotes yet?
Not yet. I'm saving them all. Saving them all up.
So moving right along.
Explosion.
We have... yes.
KO of the year. Holy fuck?
You think it was that good?
Yeah, I watched that again. Because you got to look at how freak show that was when you had 6'7" hitting 6'11". It looked like a goddamn, like, the Sears Tower. It's not the Willis Tower, bitches. It's the Sears Tower. Mm-hmm. But he threw that Superman punch from, like, New Jersey, and then it fucking landed in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And fucking A. Whew, it almost looked like he broke his spine the way he went down.
Yeah,
it was
just
brutal.
Like, flipped in midair.
And then gave him a couple of, what, hammer fists for good measure. I was like, man, that was tough. It was impressive.
Yeah.
Not unexpected from me. I thought that's the way you beat Struve, to push it and go after him, and then he'll engage. And then the other thing Brown said he picked up during that fight was that Struve keeps trying to throw these knees at me. And he just timed it perfect. He was like, knee, Superman, and then that was it.
Struve does what Coach George always tells us not to do. When you throw your knee, don't put your hands down here.
Well, there was that perfect, like, he was right about here, and there was that perfect tunnel straight down the pipe.
You should stop throwing knees altogether. No more knees. Until
How many people, I think Buentello hit him hard, too, when he went
Nelson,
for one of
Nelson,
those.
Nelson, I think, did the same thing. Buentello.
It's not a good move for the man.
No. And it's the weird thing is he doesn't use his length to his advantage like he should.
The
he should
reach.
Be jabbing the shit out of people. Jab, 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 front kick, push kick. I mean, he's from overseas, the birthplace of, like, kickboxing and where is all this like strategy come into play? He's so tall. Nobody should be able to get a hold of this guy. I don't know, maybe he's too young still. Is he, what, 24 or 23?
23 or 24.
Yeah, and I don't want to see him take this much punishment. I mean, his career isn't going to go long.
I'm okay with him taking the punishment, just because at least he's exciting. Win or lose, you're getting a good fight from him.
Dude, this guy...
But he needs to mix it up a little bit.
I think just don't throw
the knee. If he doesn't throw the knee, maybe he's okay then.
He's been knocked out too many times for 23 or
24. And he's been close in a couple others. But respect the man for putting on entertaining fights.
It was entertaining, but, man, I thought he was winning that thing, you know, until that happened. And then, I don't know, it's like he had a mental lapse.
Uh-huh.
And just decided, as soon as Brown saw that, I was like, bam.
Yeah.
Game over.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, Travis Brown making a case for himself.
Yeah. Who should he fight next?
I like him fighting Ben Rothwell.
Done. Make it happen.
I don't think that he has.
Has Rothwell fought anymore?
No, he hasn't.
Like, we haven't seen him since that.
He's training, though. I saw a picture of him two or three weeks ago. He was posted on his Facebook page. He looks in shape. So I think he's looking for a fight. So
it's been a while since, what, 115, did we
Evil.
Say?
Yeah, I forgot which.
It's been a while.
115.
Yeah.
Gilbert Evil, that horrid display of
Yeah, it was a great cardio. One round or 3 minutes of the first round, and then two horrible rounds. But, hey. That's what happens when bodies start slapping.
That's true.
I'm doing a wild thing.
So hopefully we'll do that, and then who knows what's up for Struve.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe some time off and a lot of training. 6 months, 8 months.
Could be.
Yeah. So next fight, we have...
Francisco.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when three people pick the man to lose, and we called that as a jinx. We can't jinx people.
Frank owes us money, I think.
He told people to bet on him,
though.
He said if all three of us are picking, you should lay money down on Mir because he's making a comeback.
Yeah, it's been proven.
It's not the first time. I think we've done it three times
now.
So
we should be putting money. When that happens, we should be putting money down, shouldn't we?
Yes. Somebody should. Somebody should.
I don't know where we would do that. But
I don't know.
Vegas? Can you call it in?
You can bet online still. There's all sorts of places.
Okay. Nice.
You can make it happen. All right, so what happened here? Mir and Nelson.
Well, Mir tried to beat the living shit out of Nelson, and Nelson didn't want to.
He didn't want to accept it?
Yeah, you know, both guys got really tired.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the first, they started to look a little, maybe early second.
Well, I think it was at the end of the first when they're both looking in their corners, and you see Nelson just sitting there, mouth wide open. Like, man, you better get that dude some oxygen because he didn't look good.
He took a lot of knees to the belly, though. A lot.
Took a lot to the dome, too.
Yeah, that, too. I mean, in general, Frank kneed the shit out of him.
Yes.
And he had, was that the first round or the second where he had that crazy judo throw?
Well, it was awesome. And the crazy thing is he did that and then he ended up in mount, but he almost didn't end up in mount because the belly almost rotated Mir like right over.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, the belly's going to play a factor. Yes. Like, oh, he got the mount. It's not going to play a factor.
The hats off to Nelson, though. Every time he ended up on his back, he managed to stand back up. For as tired as he was, Mir could not hold him down.
True.
So,
But he needs, here's the thing, though. He needs a game plan. What was his game plan coming in here besides just showing up and throwing some punches and covering up?
He was going to cover up and hope Frank, I think he was trying to gas Frank
gas
out.
Gas him out?
Yeah.
The Homer Simpson style?
That's the only
thing. Take punches to the head until he gasses, and then I'm going to make my comeback?
That's all I saw. I mean, what else was he doing?
I don't know.
He wasn't trying to take him down. He wasn't trying to grind him.
More just he was playing defensive is what it looked like.
He was just hanging around. So I don't know if they had a game plan, and then Mir came out with a totally different style, and he threw it out the window, or if he was just tired, or if he was injured.
Yeah.
Or, like he said, maybe he had a chili dog an hour before the fight. I don't know. You know, that's not the same to Roy Nelson that I saw the last few fights. I don't know what happened.
It just looked like he was showing up, and he said afterwards like he was sick, but it's like everybody was sick. And the other thing, in the post-fight press conference, he also blamed Dan Hardy for giving him the wrestling advice because he got out-wrestled.
Was it a joke or was he serious?
I don't know. I think he was joking.
Okay, I hope so. Because who's hiring Dan Hardy?
Dan Hardy was in his quarter.
Yeah, he was, which was cool. But if you're hiring, I mean, something's wrong there.
But it didn't sound like Dana White was too happy with Roy Nelson's performance this time around. And
no.
I'm actually thinking he might get cut from this.
You think so after one loss?
Two
in a row. That's true.
It's two. Just because it wasn't the effort you were expecting to see from him.
Well, Dana didn't like him on The Ultimate Fighter. And then he kind of made a fan of him by winning the show.
Yeah.
And just it's kind of being like, you know, what am I going to do?
This
fucking guy is like keeps, I don't know.
Right, right.
But now he's basically, he's lived up to the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I mean, and Joe Rogan, the entire freaking fight.
Oh, he was all over.
About how Nelson needs to cut weight and he needs to stop messing around. And it's just a disgrace. And he needs to take care of his body. And he said it's a heavyweight. What did he say? Something about is like a heavyweight in a man's body who loves to eat or something. Or a lightweight in a man's body who loves to eat. I mean, he just kept going on and on.
Yeah, I used to feel that way. And then I just got to the point, like, I don't give a fuck what the guy looks like. As long as he shows up and puts out a good effort.
Who cares, right?
Yes.
But that's not what we got.
I didn't see that.
And, you know, I was kind of disappointed in Mir, too, when I was here that night. But I watched it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he worked his game plan for this fight. You know, I think that basically he got tired because he just didn't expect to hit Nelson that many times. I think with the amount of effort he had to...
Well, he also should see, like, look at what Dos Santos did. Like,
yeah.
I would have liked to seen some submission, but, you know, you can't always get what you want, right?
No. I mean, Nelson's tough still on the ground.
Mir did the good things, right? His clinch was working. His knees were working. He had that nice toss. He out-wrestled him, and he also delivered some huge elbows when he was on the ground, too, so...
Quite a lot of them, yeah.
That one fucking was completely, like, smashed in the head. It's just his, again, another guy with a goddamn granite head that can't be fazed. Can't
stop him.
Right. Unstoppable.
So, do you have any quotes or anything, or should we just talk about who we think should be next for Francisco?
Yeah, we could talk about what will be next for Francisco. The one thing, though, I heard Mir did have a broken jaw and rib, so I don't know how long that's going to take to mend and how long he'll be out for. But I think we need to get Mike Russo back in the game here. We haven't seen him in a while. I think that's a good matchup for Mir.
I like it. Done.
Because I think they're pretty close to, like, top 10, if not both of them. They're, like, right at the fringe.
Yeah, Russo. He's in line for some kind of a, like, let's give him a guy.
Yeah.
Let's give him somebody.
Give him Mir.
To try.
Let's see this.
This is great. I like this. He's you know, we don't get to see his grappling, but apparently his grappling's pretty good. And you know the man can take a beating and he can strike.
Yeah.
I think it'll be an exciting matchup. The only thing is I don't know if Frank Mir is going to want that matchup. Frank likes to fight top 5 guys only because he feels like he's in that, you know, so I don't
know. Well, the thing is, who else is available for him to fight? Everyone else that he could fight is tied up right now.
Yeah.
Or injured.
So he's going to be looking at an 8-month layoff if he doesn't take a fight, you know.
And Russo is available.
He's ready.
Make it happen.
Yeah. So I like that one a lot, actually. That would be awesome. So that will bring us to the main event.
That's right.
Or sponsors. Or
we'll just skip that. Hang on. You can go sponsors after that.
We'll go sponsors after just because we're going to do another fight. So.
Not to worry. No, it'll all work out in the end.
So Quentin Rampage, Jackson versus Matt Hamill.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts.
I am one person, I think, that enjoyed this fight. And I don't know why everyone was booing.
I thought it was, there was a lot of boos.
There were a lot of boos.
Yeah.
I thought it was Rampage fought the fight he needed to fight, if that makes any sense. He had to be defensive. You know Hamill's going to come out for the takedown, so he can't just stand there and fucking wing punches in the pocket. Mm-hmm. So he had to fight a little defensive. And he was countering, and it was working. And he stuffed goddamn every takedown Hamill threw at him. And I think the number was 17 takedown attempts.
Was it that many?
And he landed zero.
Yeah, he didn't get him on his back
zero.
One time, which is weird. Very strange.
Yes. And then you also saw Rampage mixing in some elbows, mixing in some knees, especially when someone's going with the high cover. Landed knees to the body, but, you know, I enjoyed the fight.
Did you?
Rampage said he was injured. Said his hand was wrecked, but that's neither here nor there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, did you see anything else in there that was... Worth noting.
In the fight?
Yes.
No, I mean, the story of the night was the not being able to get taken down.
Yeah.
Which has usually been, like, I think his Achilles heel has been the kicking and the wrestling at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, checking leg kicks and working off his back.
And it's strange that a guy like Hamill, it's weird. There was, in the first round, he was shooting from, like, across the cage. It was like anybody could have stopped that shot. It was,
we tried that one where it was, like, Couture tried on James Toney where he shot from like all the way across to get like an angle.
Yeah.
That one wasn't going to work.
Yeah. I think he bit off more than he can chew because we were talking like during the fight that as soon as he got into that like hook range, you could tell he didn't want to be there. So
yeah.
He had to get way out and then that just kind of screwed him all up. And, you know, in order to fight Rampage, I think you've got to get in there or, you know,
You got to stay out of fucking clinch or that short. Like hook range. Right. That's not where you're going to be. Because he is good at slipping and countering with a hook.
And, you know, he hit Hamill a lot. He beat
him a lot.
There was a lot of shots there. I didn't think it was, you know, greatly exciting, but I liked the fact that Rampage looked like he was in shape.
Yes.
He wasn't gassed. Maybe in the third round he started getting a little tired, but it's the third round after all. There was no, like, hey, 3 minutes and I'm done.
Yeah.
So I think Rampage is back. I think we can expect good things out of him. I didn't really have any other comments.
I will say he had the line of the night as far as, like, the interviews. When Joe Rogan was asking him afterwards about the fight, he said, you know, we're going to be at so-and-so bar, and, you know, first round of drinks is on me. Only if you're female with double D's.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah. I think he's married, too, isn't he? I don't know.
Well, that was right after he had, like, said something to his daughter and then threw that line out.
Oh, yeah, his kids and all that, yeah.
So, good for him.
The man's crazy.
He's making it happen.
No doubt.
One woman at a time.
Hey, when you're famous, what can you do?
You knock it out.
You can.
That's right.
So what's next for Mr. Rampage?
That's a good question. I wanted to mention one other thing real quick. At the post-fight press conference, I don't know, he's got some beef with Ariel Helwani. So Helwani was asking him a question, and he goes like this. He's like, man, you know, this finger is swollen. But my hand isn't bad enough to still whoop your ass. Like, what is the problem? There's some beef here.
I don't know. I didn't see that. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Was he joking or is it for real?
No, he seems like he's for real with that. There's some weird stuff going on, but I thought I'd mention that. You typically see a fighter flicking off someone. Yeah. Ooh, hey. I didn't say fingering people. I just said flick them off. Finger up is a whole other story.
Yeah, you know. I use the term loosely.
Just like she would be. Anyways.
I'll have to look that up, yeah. I didn't see that.
It's all good. So next for Rampage, that's the question.
Title shot? Non-title
That's
shot?
What people are saying.
John
Dana
Jones?
White was saying, yeah, possibly title shot if the hand's okay.
John Jones?
John Jones is going to destroy him.
I'm not sure how that's going to go. I mean. John Jones?
Yeah. Because think about his distance, and he uses the range, and he mixes up the strikes, and he will use leg kicks, and he will take Rampage down, because he'll get into that short range, and he'll clinch, trip, feed him some elbows. I think you get Rampage on the ground from John Jones, he ain't getting back up.
Yeah, I'd rather see him fight Rashad again, honestly.
Rampage?
I want them to give us the fight they promised us the first time. which we didn't get. You know, I don't know if they still have beef, but I'd rather see that before.
Well, it seems like Rashad has beef with everybody of late.
What can you do? When you're no longer the top dog,
you know, you got to dock it.
Got to bark a lot loudly.
Bark a lot.
Yeah. So interesting. We'll see. I mean, maybe there'll be some announcements this week. It's Monday when we're taping. So in the next couple of days, we might hear something. Who knows?
You might.
So anything else about this card?
No.
You were happy with it? Best card ever?
That's what I thought for sure. Sometimes on road trips, I pee on floors for no reason. But I thought this card was okay.
Like in the bathroom?
Yes, okay. In the bathroom.
Terrible.
I thought this card was okay. 1 to 10.
That's bullshit in the summertime, though. If I'm wearing my sandals and I got to step and pee, it's different if I have shoes on in the winter. In the summer, that's just rude.
I couldn't slip that one by. It's true. I don't know why. I just thought it's funny sometimes.
Not in the summer. I think you shouldn't do it in the summer. Because you ever walk into a bathroom and then you're like, fuck, I got to take a piss. And then there's just, you don't know, is it water, is it pee, what is it? You know.
Are you barefoot?
No, but the flip-flops.
You're okay.
Basically. No. You get some splashing. You know.
It's only on road trips. Okay. Long road trips where you're driving places.
All right. So let's talk sponsors before we get into the last thing we're going to talk about, which is the one fight on the Ultimate Fighter finale.
Okay.
Since we're pressed for time. First sponsor is MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Following the latest fighters, trends, and brands, they strive to consistently offer the best deals around. Sell one item per day until it's sold or until 12 Eastern when a new deal begins.
Nude?
Maybe.
Nice.
They do have,
like it.
They got like some hot model on there that they always
sure do.
Like scantily clad MMA gear.
I heard she likes to be spanked. I don't know.
With sparring gloves?
Yes. Whatever.
Nice. All right. So MMAHQ.com. Check that. I got nothing.
Oh, good.
Boxing Box. Buy new
Boxing Box.
It's the only interactive fighting product that will challenge your fighting instincts and reflexes. You can go to fightinginstincts.com. And for $59.95, this can be yours. And then, of course, we have Oprah.com, the largest mouth guard manufacturer in the world. No sound effects today?
No. We're going low budget.
Naked without these sound effects. I've gotten used to it.
Low budget.
Oprah provides custom-fitting mouth guards to schools, colleges, clubs, and individuals, worn by club players and international stars of rugby, football, hockey, lacrosse, and, of course, mixed martial arts. We rock the Oprah.
There you
go. Book me up.
Did I get you?
You got me.
All right.
I was not expecting that. Nice.
See? All right.
Go to Oprah.com. I've had several people in the gym ask me about those.
These things are fucking awesome.
They're pretty amazing. So, you know, if you need a mouth guard, I know that you can go and buy a $10 one from wherever.
It sucks balls.
You know, this thing is custom fit. It's cheap.
You can talk when it's in your mouth, which you can't do with the piece of shit ones.
And you can breathe, which is important.
Always important.
Yes.
Trust me.
So check it out, Oprah.com.
Yes.
And that will bring us into the one fight we want to talk about this upcoming weekend's Ultimate Fighter. It's on Saturday, right?
Sure.
You got nothing?
It's right there.
Nice.
It's laid right in.
Clay Guida versus Anthony Showtime Pettis.
All right.
In Las Vegas, the Ultimate Fighter 13 finale, June 4th. Talk to me.
All right. You got Clay?
The Carpenter.
Guida, he's 28-11 versus Anthony.
Showtime.
Pettis, he's 13-1. Guida, 54% of his wins by submission, 14% by KO. Pettis, 46% by sub and 38% by KO. What do you see going on here?
Well, this is an interesting matchup.
How so?
Didn't Clay call for this fight? I think he wanted this, didn't he?
Sure.
He
Wait,
wanted...
watch this one. Yes.
Yes. He didn't ask for it?
No. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, you know, the guy, which is a surprising stat. I thought he went to a lot of decisions, but he didn't, actually. I didn't realize he had so many submissions, which is pretty interesting to me.
Ooh.
It's 54%. I thought it would be like 70% decisions. I guess I didn't pay too much attention because, you know, he has finished his last three fights via submission. Go figure. One of them, which was an injury, I think, to the jaw.
Yes.
What I like about Clay in this fight, I know I'm probably the only one in the entire world picking him to win. Yes, I said he's going to win.
He's dropping bombs early.
I am dropping it early. I think the biggest thing that's going to happen here is Pettis is coming off that crazy victory.
Yes.
He's gotten all this notoriety about the kick. And, you know, which he didn't finish Ben Henderson. I mean,
you have to give him here. I have to say this for about Pettis. His balls are like fucking
huge,
down to his knees, and you cart him around in a goddamn wheelbarrow. Because in a fucking championship fight, to be able to, one, throw that kick in the fifth round, and two, be able to land it, that's fucking ballsy. So
it's very ballsy. No, I didn't mean disrespect.
So that's all. I just wanted to make that point.
He's gotten
there.
All this fame and notoriety about that. He's been, like, I think that made ESPN, and people know who this guy is. Now he comes into the UFC from the WEC, yes, and he fights one of the toughest guys at that weight division. I think Clay gets a lot of, he's fought some of the best at that weight class, probably the best in mixed martial arts at times, of guys like Kenny Florian, Diego Sanchez. We had that crazy fight with Diego at the last Ultimate Fighter finale, which I think this is going to be very similar.
I hope so.
Yes. We need some excitement.
I hope so.
We do. I think where Clay has an advantage here is that he's a old, you know, guy in the UFC. He's experienced. He's been battle tested. He's going to be able to push the pace, endless cardio, very tough guy. You saw he's with Greg Jackson now. Mm-hmm. He's got a new, like, mental mentor. So
I thought you were going to say haircut. Like, no, cut the locks.
I think he should cut his hair.
No, it's good for him to be trying to see
when
punches
are trying to hit him
and kicks, like, from all directions are coming.
Or put in a ponytail at least or something. I don't know.
But as long as it's not the cornrows, because that's not good. That's like, just not good for anyone.
Uriah Faber?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's his thing. What can you do? But I like him in this fight a lot. I think he's going to grind Pettis down. I feel like he's going to survive the first round onslaught by Anthony Pettis. Mm. And when Pettis sees that Guida's not going anywhere, Guida's going to take rounds 2 and 3 via pure just balls.
It's balls versus balls.
Balls versus
what you're
balls.
Saying.
Yes. It's going to go to a decision. I think Clay takes it 29-28. Loses the first round in spectacular fashion. And we'll come back and grind it out, and it's going to be bloody as fuck. There's going to be a lot of action, and I think this is going to be one of the better fights.
Bloody
again.
As fuck. I'd like... How does that work?
I don't know.
It just says bloody as fuck. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine that. I'm like, bloody I don't know fuck. If I want to imagine
I
that.
I just wanted to swear. Feels
that's,
like we haven't
that's
sworn
cool.
enough.
Fucking A. All right. I'll drink to
we haven't
that.
Sworn enough. But, you know, I don't know. 3-fight win streak. What can I say? The last time he lost was the top competition. So...
Well... Here's the thing.
I'm listening.
All right. Well, Pettis, here's the challenge, right? So he does have the championship fight with Henderson, right? Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to be getting a title shot. What happened, right?
Shit happened.
Right. Shit happens. And he decides, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to fight, and I will take a tough fight. I don't care. Because even after this fight, he still, if he wins, still may not get a title shot with whatever shit's
Edgar
going
Maynard,
on between them.
If they ever fight again or who wins. Or
if I'm injured, you're injured, that's still to be determined. But with Pettis, and the challenge for him, first fight in the UFC, that can...
Bigger cage?
Yeah.
Right.
And the crowd's going to be, you know, a little bit...
Well, it's Ultimate Fighter,
it's,
though.
No, they're at the Palm, right?
So he's used to that place. Don't
so then I take that back. There's no advantage there for Guida. It makes Pettis even more valuable for this pick.
Great. Chalk one
so
up
take
in your column, yeah.
Well, I think for sure Pettis should have the striking advantage, and that should be no question. I think he does need to do what Diego did to Guida in that first round, is he needs to swarm him. And I think he'll pull off some other crazy shit. I'd like to see some other crazy
like
shit.
Like the crane?
Maybe like a backflip off the cage into kind of, like some kind
into
of like rear naked
choke.
Hell yeah. Like just run at it, run over and sneak up behind and pull it down and go to sleep. But I think Pettis...
That would be crazy.
It would be. And I'd be all for it.
Okay.
I just want to see new shit. New shit that I haven't seen before. It's within the rules. You want to jump off the cage, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So... With all that being said,
you're taking Pettis?
I'm going to take Pettis. And I'm going to take him by a second round submission.
Smart pick.
And I think it's going to be a triangle. I'm going to go triangle even.
Guida's going to be on top of him?
At some point in the second round. I think it does go down, like you're saying, in the first round where Pettis is going to work him. And then second round, because Pettis also does have pretty decent takedown defense. So I don't think the first round Guida's going to get any takedowns. I could see it happen in the second round. And then I could see Pettis throwing up a triangle, locking it down, and that's all she wrote.
That's it. End of story.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
And the Phantom Magic 8 Ball is taking Clay Guida.
Oh, great.
Because he's not even in the room.
Okay.
So that's...
Clay Guida or the 8 Ball?
Right. I don't know. Clay Guida's not in the room. I don't think he is.
That'd
yet.
Be pretty awesome if Clay Guida was here.
Surprising. Actually, I don't have a
he's
Clay
He's from
Guida.
Chicago. We should get him on the show, although I don't think he's ever, like, physically in... He's got that new gym.
He is sometimes, wherever that is.
Wheeling or something, I think?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
Mount Prospect?
No. Somewhere.
Chicago?
Somewhere.
All right. So that's all we're going to cover for the Ultimate Fighter
that's
finale.
That's right.
Because, you know, time is of the essence.
Always.
And is this going to work now?
Should. Have no fear.
The power of the Dell? I mean... Wait, they're not sponsoring the show. That's not a Dell monitor.
That's why I cover it up, if you haven't noticed.
They should sponsor us.
Hey, don't even worry about this. I'll get it all taken care of here.
So while he's doing that, I'm going to
finger bang the monitor.
Talk a little viewer mail, all right?
Yes.
So let me see what I got here. I got...
What do you got? I'll lean in.
I just want to say that Greg Fontaine. Mm-hmm. Sent us a video with we had that gummy worm talk.
Uh-oh.
I cannot overlay this because it's obviously against a lot of rules. There's if you want to know, just Google gummy.
Are they doing this?
Google gummy worm solo.
I want to see double this
pussy stuff in, and you'll find the video that I'm talking about. That is not actually the worm that we were talking about on the last show. The 8 pound worm.
Yeah.
Which I almost bought one.
It's $30.
A couple days ago.
Joy.
I was like, I'm going to buy this shit. And then I'm like,
that
no.
looks, I would like to beat people with that thing.
You can submit somebody. Like, Renegade Choke. That'd probably rip. But thanks
That'd
for that
awesome,
email. You know, if you want to send porn, that's cool.
You know, as long as it's not gay.
No gay porn.
Yes.
Or German Scheiße videos. Those are off.
What's the clarification on that stuff again?
Huh?
Which Scheiße?
German. Scheiße.
Right, but is there a quality? Can't be like Chinese Scheiße or a U.S. Scheiße. It's got to be German Scheiße.
German Scheiße, yeah.
What the fuck is that? I could just spit all over and enjoy everyone.
That's what they like over there, German Scheiße. That's where it started, I guess.
Okay. I still don't know what Scheiße is. He's not going to tell me, I guess.
German Scheiße?
Yes.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Okay. It's disgusting.
Okay.
There are people who are, their fetish is shit.
Okay.
And they do weird sexual things
with shit.
And like.
They pretend like they're
you know,
monkeys
like they
and throw it at each other.
Pissing videos, they pee on people.
Okay.
It's the same thing, but like a guy wants a girl to take a dump on his chest. That's just messed up.
That's not right.
It's not right. Who would want
that's
I mean,
not right.
Dude, I come from the place where, you know, I don't want to know about women taking shits. Just, you know, I understand they do that, but just, you know. Go use the bathroom. Don't, you know, it's disgusting.
I think that just, like, made me ill for a second right there. Like, everything just went dark.
Yeah, that's like, what it is. Google it, people.
Fuck.
If
oh,
you
my God.
But,
so bad.
I'll move along to something more exciting than that.
Wow.
All right.
Got really hot in here all of a sudden.
It's okay. Show's almost over. Colm Tierney writes us all the way from Ireland.
Yeah.
And says he loves the build-ups we do on our show. And he loves the show. He thinks we have just the right atmosphere. We're keeping him sane throughout his college years.
Good.
Great. So study more, though. Don't be like me and take 6.5 years to graduate.
You took that long? I took 6.
So
still happens.
I win. Bitch. Well, I graduated and then I needed another semester to like for one class.
I had the same thing to get my minor
and
my major.
I don't know.
I had to do a summer school.
I didn't even walk. I just took my diploma and said, see you suckers later. Just mail
the
it
same
me.
Thing, just out of spite.
I don't care. I don't want to go to no ceremony.
Bastards.
Just diploma.
Yep.
All right. So he wants to know, the UFC's been showing Facebook fights the last few times on Spike and pay-per-view and all this. You know, the cards have been, basically we can see the whole card. Do we have any inclination to cover the entire card ever? That's a lot of work.
Yeah. That would be a tall order. I would love to do it. It goes back to the time factor, and I just don't see that happening anytime soon. Until people start paying us to make that full time, then it would happen.
Yeah, if it was my full-time job, no problem. But the amount of time we spend researching and editing and just doing the actual show,
yeah,
you know, and setting everything up, and it's too long. So And that would make shows like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And I can't drink that long on a Sunday.
Yeah, and he's not even drinking today.
I'm
he's drinking
coconut water. I'm
banana
cashed
juice
out,
or whatever.
So no more, no booze today.
Oh,
I've smoked and drank too much. So.
Smoking. Smoker.
Cigars. I had a cigar.
Pole.
Last night. Not pole. And the last question that he has, Colm, that is
yeah.
A few shows ago you were talking about your broken Band Hero drum set. He wants to know how to outline the best way to go about consumer complaints with big national companies. Now, you're from Ireland. I don't know if shit works the same as in the U.S.
That's a good point. I have no idea overseas, but it depends where you're dealing with the companies. Are they U.S.-based? It should still work the same, but I will lay out a four-step program for you and post it on our forums, yes.
Because you just make a lot of noise, and you get a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo and just
harass
people. Well,
I copy the world on my things, because the basis is if you get the Better Business Bureau involved, you find out what state the company is in, you get that state's attorney general, and then you carbon copy like the couple of people from the newspapers, just pick random reporters and throw them on there.
Address.
Yeah, and then you pick you got to find out who are all the executives of the company.
Okay.
And you get all those people, and then you write a compelling letter, and then you mail it to every one of those people. But here's the caveat, it has to be a big ass envelope where it's not folded so it looks professional. And they're like, oh, what is this envelope? And then each one of the executives will get it, and they'll be like, holy fuck, what is this? Did you get one of these? Oh, I got one too. Oh, no!
They're not going to read them, of course.
Yeah, they will.
Will they read them?
Every time I've done that, I've gotten everything I've wanted.
No. I mean, like, maybe they don't even, they just go, this is a fucking lawsuit. They don't even read through it. They're like, just give them whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure they touch base with each other, and they're like, oh, fuck, this looks well done.
I want this, and that.
I'll see if I can scan.
I saw the packet.
Some of the actual shit I've put together, but if you ask for reasonable shit, you're gonna get it. And even sometimes you can be a little unreasonable, and you'll still get it.
You got a free TV, didn't you? Like a big.
I got at the time it was a $2,000 TV for about $600.
Nice.
But that's neither here nor there.
Never allowed to get.
I had a good. What? That didn't happen there. You're going to have to edit that. What? I had to sign like a non-disclosure on that. You're going to beep that right.
Worst day ever. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was many years ago. I don't know.
Right along. It's been more than 7 years. It's got a 7 year thing going.
Isn't that like an itch?
7 year itch? Maybe.
I don't know.
I haven't been married 7 years yet. Okay, and I have more stuff from Facebook.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Well, we talked.
I'm freestyling.
Do you think Kendall Grove's going to get cut? He lost again.
Oh, he's lost three of his last four. And he hasn't put up, I don't know. I don't want to say he hasn't put up much of a fight, but he hasn't done much in his fights. Like, it seems like he's been getting handled. And he's always been like, what do you want to call it? Up and down.
Mm-hmm.
He's not consistent. There's no consistency. I never know how I should pick his fights because I don't know which Kendall is showing up, the one that's going to win or the one that's going to lose. And it seems like he's been on the downside right now. So I think he'll probably get one more fight, but he's right on the fence. I thought this was the do or die fight, but he hasn't been cut yet, so. I will say he'll get one more fight.
Okay.
One more fight.
One more fight?
Fight on, he says.
All right. Ryan Smith wants to know, after his loss, should Roy Nelson consider dropping to 205? You think that's a reality?
I don't even know if he can. That's, 50? He weighed in at 260 and probably didn't have to cut. I'm just guessing. you have to drop 55 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Does that body hold 55 pounds? I don't think he's going to, and I don't think he wants to. I think he is who he is, and that's who he's going to be. He'll continue to be 260. The problem is, though, if you get cut by the UFC now, where do you go?
Overseas, right? Dream? I don't know.
Right. Then that's the question. Force? Do you want to go? Well, no, not so much anymore.
Well,
the Strike Force tourney?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's a good point.
It'd be interesting in there. I mean, I don't know.
But I still think they're going to fold that sometime soon.
Which tourney, we don't even know.
Is there another one coming up in 2 weeks?
Maybe. Supposed to. But I haven't heard a word about it. Apparently, they've already told us. That's why they don't need to tell us again.
You got told once. Well, did you see the crazy shit? Not that one, but the Henderson Fedor fight. Like how much those guys are supposedly supposed to make. Mm-mm. I heard Fedor is going to make $1.5 million for that fight, and Henderson's going to make $800,000. Like, holy fuck.
For a Strikeforce card?
Yes. Because I think Showtime's involved with paying. You have Showtime and you have M1 involved also.
Holy crap, man.
Yes.
Is this going to be pay-per-view?
You would think if it's gonna if they're those dudes are gonna make that kind of money that it has to.
Or is it gonna be on?
Well, that's the one that's happening here, like in the outskirts of Chicago at the Sears Center.
It's Showtime. It's free basically.
Wow.
Hopefully we can go to that card.
We should be
I'm
there.
I'm gonna try my damnedest to.
Should be there.
To pester Strikeforce.
Unfortunately, everyone you know is no longer there.
What's that?
Everyone you know is no
they're
longer there.
They're all gone.
There.
So hopefully UFC, please let us go. It's in Chicago. It's like I could. Walk there from here where it's going to be.
You could.
So hopefully we'll get to go to that. I'm pretty excited about that card. But tickets look ridiculous. $350.
Wow.
Here. That's a lot of money.
Sporting events have been going way up recently.
Who can afford this shit? I don't
that's
know.
The thing. I think the only thing that's affordable now is just minor league shit.
Yeah.
You either go to minor league hockey or minor league baseball.
That's what I was just talking to Kelly about. I mean, who's Kelly? I don't know.
It's all good.
Same. I was just talking about that to take kids to, you know, to sports. It's too expensive to go to a Cubs game or.
No, you go to like the Wolves game. You could probably go there for like $40.
Yeah, with food, right?
Yeah.
Probably get hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
That's reasonable. What the kids don't know the difference.
No, I mean, you get to see a sport. They don't give a fuck what it is.
So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Roy Nelson, Strikeforce. Who knows?
Yeah.
Is there more question? All right. So Brandon Kardashian keeps asking this crazy-ass question. He keeps asking, so I'm going to ask you now.
Okay.
Clay Guida versus Shane Carwin. Who you got?
Green Lantern. Green Lantern will beat both
sense.
Of them.
What do you mean? Like Clay Guida? Like Shane Carwin like with one, minus one leg or what? Minus one arm? What? He's frozen. So...
Okay, you want the real stats on that? I could see Guido winning.
How?
Cardio? He just runs around the whole fucking time. And Carwin can't catch him. Come back here, you motherfucker!
As soon as he gets tired?
Yes.
Then he'll just lay on top of him?
Yeah, and then he'll just sneak a choke in on him. I'm taking Guido.
Okay. I'll take Shane Carwin.
Fair enough.
We'll be at, like, the first murder ever in UFC. All right, very well. So... if you would like to have your email read on the show...
Where can they do that at, Ingo?
You can do so at fans@MMAnotes.com, or you can send us a message on Facebook,
right.
iTunes, Twitter, YouTube.
Yes.
We have a pretty large following there.
We do.
And it's growing daily, which is pretty cool. I think we're close to like 1,000 followers.
If not 10 million.
10 million would be great. If we have 10 million YouTube fans, I think we will have like some kind of TV contract. Don't you think?
I think so.
10 million is a lot.
Up.
What's
have
that?
To do anything.
Maybe Showtime will call us.
That's right.
Hey, YouTube crazies.
YouTube crazies or YouTube?
YouTube crazies.
Nice.
Come do a show.
I wouldn't mind that. Hey, whatever.
That
whatever
means you probably
takes.
Have to wear a suit, though.
Never. I refuse, and I said that years ago, I refuse, just like that.
I can wear one of those tuxedo t-shirts, you know?
Fuck that. Well, maybe. It's no suit. There's no suits. That's not how we roll. We're comfortable. We're t-shirts.
But we could get leather recliners, hoodies. And we can have, like, high-def TVs.
I wouldn't mind that.
And we can have hot women, like, bringing us food and drink, so we could have snacks while we're talking.
I thought you said snatch. I was like, whoa, where are you going?
That's a different show.
Easy.
That's Showtime After Dark.
Nice.
Or HBO app. Which one is that? I don't know. Not that
don't
I watch
know.
That stuff.
Don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, so should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Do you have any knowledge?
I have no knowledge.
No knowledge?
So I shut it down this week.
That's what the monitor's
we're taking. We're taking a week off for, what is this, Memorial Day weekend?
Memorial Day weekend.
Knowledge bucket is tapped.
Yep. Good.
So we're out.
So let's wrap this up like a burrito. That is
no, he had no food references this whole show.
The first one. I didn't?
No, I don't think you referenced. You said something about barbecue.
I did. I'm going to barbecue some shit. When we have that throwdown at here, I think I'm going to prepare some. Keith gave me a of rib. Rib.
Where are you going? I don't know what he's what this motion is, but it looks like it's gonna hurt.
A dry rub recipe for ribs.
Okay.
He said gluten free.
Nice.
I might have to like pre-cook those before I come over and then we just throw them on the grill.
Yeah, yeah. All good.
Love barbecue. It's good shit.
All right.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
We will see you guys next time.
That's right. Thanks for playing.